According to your research, how did it get this bad?
A couple things. The level of healthcare at Indian health service facilities across the country, and particularly across the West, has been bad for years. But I think what we sort of discovered in our reporting is that it had been allowed to fester and worsen because of neglect at the highest levels in the Indian Health Service itself, and then within its parent agency, the Health and Human Services Department. And so these top officials knew about problems. Problems were continually reported to them, but nothing was done.
You know, one, I think, sensitive, you know, really complicated problem that the government has for a long time struggled with is that, you know, the operations of the IHS, by the very nature of the agency, are entwined with local tribal politics in complicated ways because, well, for a lot of reasons. I mean, for one thing, they're on their land. For another, you know, the service hires preferentially based on whether or not candidates for jobs are Indians. And as a consequence of that, a lot of top officials, both in Washington and at the hospitals on these reservations, are themselves members of the tribes that they serve often. Those kinds of relationships are not something that the rest of the federal government understands well. The local politics are not something that they understand well. These situations where people are both pretty high-ranking federal officials and members of the tribes that are complaining about, you know, the issues with these services is a vexing one for the government and for anybody from the outside looking in trying to figure out what the real leadership issues are here.
So is there a what next? Is there hope?
There's no reason you can't run a good hospital in a rural place, you know, or a poor place, or a, you know, an isolated place. I mean, there's just no reason it can't work. There's a lot of obstacles to getting there, for sure.
Just to add to what Chris is saying, on the positive end, these issues have the attention of members of Congress, some powerful members of Congress who represent Indian country, who are well aware of them, have been talking to their constituents about them, and who proposed legislation that would overhaul IHS to varying degrees. At the same time, this issue has drawn congressional interest for years now. So, you know, to Chris's point, there's no reason why a hospital in a rural area should be, you know, so negligent that people are dying there. One would think that those issues can be improved upon. It is going to take time. You can't just throw money at the issue. It's a matter of funding, staffing, attracting more qualified talent, making sure that IHS has strong leadership. It's sort of a multifaceted approach. I mean, there are various congressional committees that are taking a hard look at this right now. But as Chris and I discovered, and probably not surprisingly, I don't think either one of us were surprised by this, that, you know, in the pantheon of federal health care policy, IHS is not a huge priority. And so I think clearly it remains to be seen whether we find ourselves writing about this same exact issue in 5 years and nothing has changed.
Dan Frasch and Chris Weaver are reporters with The Wall Street Journal. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.